The sports calendar came to an early end, but there were still plenty of great moments to remember at USF. In conjunction with various Bulls teams, we'll be presenting you their top 10 plays of the season as they sounded on Bulls Unlimited. To take you through today's top 10, here's Derek Sharp.
Today we celebrate the men's soccer team as Bob Uthorn, in his third season with the Bulls, took them to the NCAA tournament for the first time in those 3 years. They scheduled tough. They played the defending national champion the very first match of the season, losing to Maryland 1-0. That was on a Thursday, August the 29th. But they immediately got to winning. We enjoyed bringing you all of the home contests on Bulls Unlimited or Bulls Unlimited 2. So we got plenty of highlights for you, starting with
number 10.
The Bulls had come off of a difficult road decision, losing 3-1 to Temple, and really were in desperate need of getting back on the winning track. It would have helped to beat an undefeated, at the time, FIU squad. And the way the game started, the Bulls were headed in that direction.
Claudel cuts it to himself, does not have the clearance, so gets it back to LePont.
Yeah, just didn't quite have the space to pull the trigger there and take a stroke.
Flanagan gets it in, and it's in!
Goal.
It's a goal for the Bulls! It's Victor Claudel claiming it on the cross in by Flanagan. How dangerous is Avion Flanagan, always creating something? And Alan, we've seen some goals that weren't exactly big-time strikes by the Bulls. I doubt that Claudel got much on it, but he got enough.
That's right. That's right. He does it all the time, Flanagan. He puts great crosses in, and he hits them low. Always good things are going to happen when you put low crosses in, because it just needs a touch, even a deflection, a rebound, whatever.
Claudel made a big impact on that front line starting right away as a freshman from France, and Flanagan would be the team assist leader with that great speed down the left wing. He would have 7 assists on the year. Our top play also features a goal from that game. We'll get there, but now
number 9.
This next game would feature 3 of the top 10 plays of the year, including this fine work from a runaway freight train from Brazil.
Yeah, they're moving the ball a bit faster. You know, they're playing it quicker, two-touch, pass and move, and that's pulling Jacksonville around. And what that's doing then is creating opening space for other USF players to drift into like this.
Gallina with the chance, they're running onto a good ball, and he drills it in!
Yeah.
I believe that was Monhe who fed him, but it was such a quick one, too, and Henry Gallina gets on the board, adding to the party with his first goal as a Bull. You could see him scoring one of these days, maybe in spectacular fashion, but that in its own way was spectacular.
It's
3-0.
Gallina is built as more of a defensive midfielder. In fact, he only scored one goal, but the poor back of the net on the west side of Corbett Stadium will always remember that one.
Number 8.
This is the one play in the top 10 that we don't have an audio highlight of. In fact, it's the only one that comes from a loss. It is the first goal by the Bulls in the NCAA tournament since Marcus Epps turned in that feat back in 2016 against, ironically, Bob Uthorn's FGCU team, which would beat the Bulls in penalty kicks. This was a first-round match in Louisville, Kentucky. Bulls would lose the game 4-1, but Josue Monhe gave the Bulls life with his header that cut a 2-0 halftime margin to 2-1. However, the Cardinals would go on to win 4-1.
Number 7.
And this is the one play in the top 10 where we don't call the goal score correctly. That's okay. It was still a highlight-worthy play. And as you'll hear, the PA person also said it was Victor Claudel's goal. We'll explain afterwards.
Well, he's going to take a quick corner here to Claudel, and he winds up a good curve shot, and it's in! I think that went straight in. I think it wrong-footed the goalkeeper. Again, an inexperienced goalkeeper. And that's got to go as a goal for Claudel. It was just very strange. It was almost as though the goalie, Allen, thought that someone was going to get to it first, and it was in the net before he could do anything about it.
Claudel definitely took the shot, but there was that moment of hesitation from the goalie, and it was because of a, to the naked eye, obviously, imperceptible header, I should say, a flick of the noggin, turned in by Jonathan Rosales, who after the game would be credited with the goal. Ironically, he ended up besting Victor Claudel for second on the team in the goal category by 1. We'll revisit that win against Jacksonville in just a few, but another team from Florida came to Corbett.
Number 6.
Bob Uthorn's old team, FGCU, played a pretty tightly compacted game, so the Bulls were able to show that they could hold a lead for an extended amount of time, because just past the half-hour mark, this happened.
Most of the goals of late for the Bulls, in fact, indeed, all the last 3 in their last 2 games, both wins, were created off of Avion Flanagan corners. They do not have his services right now, as he was just subbed out. This is their first corner. So it looks like it'll be Gill taking it, patting his head, sends in a nice left curler. And all right on the end of it, and a goal. What a beautiful header. So it was Flanagan who served it perfectly onto the head of Javane Brown a couple nights ago. Gil said, I can do it too. What a header. It's 1-0.
Great header. He's one of the best players I've seen, Javane Brown, from jumping from a standing position. He doesn't need a run.
Yeah.
He stands and he jumps so high, very difficult to defend.
Impossible to defend.
It really is.
He just shot up in the air.
You don't get a chance to put a body on him. He just stands and jumps from a vertical, you know, straight up. And he's done it again tonight. Great header. Great time to score.
The outstanding defensive player from Jamaica, Javane Brown, showed that he could be a dangerous threat on corner kicks throughout the season, as the Eagles of FGCU found out there in a 1-0 loss.
Number five.
The last game of the season at Corbett was in the first round of the American Athletic Conference Tournament. This was Saturday, November the 9th. The Bulls had earned the number 3 seed with a big road win over Memphis to end the regular season. UConn slid in as the 6th seed and showed that they were very difficult to put away, but the Bulls got the lead they needed in the second half.
There's an interception by Guyana and a poor pass. He could have a go here. Slots it over to Clendale. Here's a chance for the Bulls. Into Bell Hart. It's a goal. What a piece of work there. USF takes advantage of the turnover, and it was both players. I thought Guyana at first, and then Claudel would have had a shot normally, but they both very calmly sent it over to the goal scorer in form for the Bulls, Adrian Bilhart, and he puts the Bulls up 1-0.
Yeah, smart play by USF there. You know, they could have taken the shot, but they had a better play, better plan, a better position, and that's what they did. They served it over to Bilhart, who had a much easier chance, and he took it well. Still had to some work to do, but put it in the corner, and that's a big goal, because that changes now, you know, the whole complex of this this game.
Tremendous passing play there. The Bulls would go on to lose to SMU in double overtime in the American Athletic Conference Tournament, but still got that at-large bid. They needed to beat UConn first, and they did, 1-0.
Number four.
This was the first home game of the season, and it featured an overwhelming performance against that Louisville team that ironically would end the Bulls' season later on. But this was a different story. Louisville came in ranked 5th, the defending ACC champions, and no match for the Bulls. And this was an unbelievable goal.
Instead, it goes across the goal mouth. Now Victor Claudel goes across midfield with a great move and pokes it over to Avion Flanagan. He is onside. Louisville called for off. It's short numbers.
Open.
Oh, a crossover and a shot, and it's knocked away. You're right, Bilhart was up, and Claudel out of the air and
great
scores!
Finish.
Unbelievable shot by Victor Claudel!
What a great finish.
Like some sort of masterful dancer, flew through the air, and as the ball was headed towards the turf, decided to have a volley and nailed it inside the left post. The goal of the year for the Bulls,
fantastic,
and it's
2-0.
Have you ever done anything like that? I'm
not
sure
that
you
I can
have.
Remember.
Oh,
fantastic
man.
Fit. I mean, not just the technique, but getting it on target as well. It kept it down low.
Still trying to describe that goal. Probably didn't do it enough justice because it was so spectacular. He saw that the ball was coming down, so you really can't trap it there. You have to take it out of the air, unless you're going to think maybe a half volley. And so he kind of retraced his steps and jumped in the air and took it that way. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it was. I think a lot of that is confidence, isn't it? You know, he scored on Friday. You know, when you're confident and you're scoring goals, you attempt everything.
Yeah, that would certainly be the attempt of a very confident player.
Bulls won that game 2-0. Marquette, Louisville, and Lipscomb, 3 impressive victories in a row, would get the Bulls above 500, a place they stayed all season long.
Number 2.
One more from that Jacksonville game, won by the Bulls 4-1, and he kicks the ball with his left foot normally. I guess when he uses the right, it's for something special, Avion Flanagan.
Overall, crispness is
That's
what
right.
you're looking for, and maybe a little bit more aggressiveness right now, and he has an aggressive ball up to Bilhart, has Claudel, who sees Flanagan on the left wing, gets it out to him. Bilhart making himself available. Will Flanagan send it to him or go in? Now he can have the diagonal run, pushes it off to his right foot, and curls one in! Oh, my goodness! What a shot by A.O.!
What a great finish that was.
And we had the perfect line on that from our vantage point.
As soon as he hit it.
And it was amazing because that was certainly outside the right post when he let loose of the ball. And normally he goes with his left.
That was his weaker foot as well. That's what I was going to say. He did everything right there. The thing I liked about this goal was you know, Flanagan's confidence to run at the defense, come inside on his weaker foot, and then apply the right finish. He didn't try and blast it, didn't try and kill it. He just you know, put a bit of bend on it, curled it into the corner. Just a great finish, great skill.
The crowd, that perked me up big time. What a great shot.
Yeah, it was a great finish. We said the Claudel's goal a few weeks ago was probably the goal of the season so far, but I think that was very close.
Yep, certainly in the top, well, top two.
It's not one, it's definitely two.
You'll hear some commentary on that use of the right foot in just a minute from the guy who produced this left-footed masterpiece.
Number one.
Adrian Bilhart was an all-conference player as a freshman, scored 5 goals, struggled to 0 goals as a sophomore, and at this point of the season had not scored yet. Well, he busted that open against FIU to put the Bulls up by 2.
Oh, that's got to be a foul.
Yep,
absolutely.
A foul.
Just outside the penalty box, but a chance here for the Bulls. And I think FIU may get called for a card, but this is right outside the penalty box.
You've got to get it up over the wall and drop it down under the crossbar, or you blast it and you hope for something, you know. So this might be a left-footed.
I was about to say, it's got to be a lefty,
right? It's got to be a left-footed.
Right?
I'm thinking Bilhart maybe is going to maybe try and curl one. Or
well, he's the left-footed player
right out
there. All right, so Bilhart, again, this is from the right side, which would seem to be a shot a left-footed player would want to take. Gagliardi is guarding the near post. Now he gets into the center. So maybe opening up the near post, if Bilhart can lift it perfectly here. All right, Monhe is the right-footed player. He's standing close to the ball. Bilhart is going to take it, and near post!
There it is!
And in! Oh. Boom!
Great finish.
Underneath the crossbar! And the drought is over for AB! Adrian Bilhart actually almost casually walked up to that ball and put it home for a 2-0 lead.
Made it look so easy, didn't he? I mean, that's a tough skill right there. That is a very difficult play. You're right on the edge of the penalty area. You've got to get it up over the wall and drop it down. And a very good FIU goalkeeper, by the way. And he made it look simple.
Well, you just heard the number one goal of the season. It was a beauty. And I could sit here and try and relive it through more play-by-play analysis. But let's not do that. Let's talk to the guy who actually produced it, Adrian Bilhart. We'll speak about the team and other things. You're probably not so comfortable talking about yourself, but we have to ask you, what do you have to do in that situation? Obviously, you have to get the ball up and down. Is it just about striking it perfectly? I know you practice it a lot, but sort of describe the technique.
It's all about practice. I think thousands of hours goes into that from all different kinds of positions and different angles. And even though you go through it so many times, you only have one chance in that game. And yeah, for me, when I put the ball down, I kind of thought about, okay, the distance is not too far away from the goal. Try to evaluate that I like don't need that much pace on the ball. It's more about the technique and like kind of chipping it over the wall because it's pretty close to the goal. Yeah, I remembered I've been taking a lot of these in practice, and then I just try to remember how I strike, where I place my foot, and yeah, trust my ability to remember that muscle memory, kind of call it, and then
sure.
Luckily in that situation, everything went well, and you know, if you place your foot just inches differently, then it goes off the crossbar and doesn't go into the net, you know, and that's the beauty of the game. Like such little impacts can change like a whole outcome of a game.
By the way, you did have some competition. The goal where it was his best Mikhail Baryshnikov impression with Victor Claudel flying through the air, I thought was great. AO had that unbelievable curled shot. I think he's due for a lot more goals, by the way. Javane Brown, I mean, speak about your competition, as it were.
This season we had some great goals. I mean, AO's goal where he cuts inside with his weaker right foot and curls it in the far corner. Usually he can't even pass a ball.
Did he say anything after that? Was he like bragging about it, or was he in shock?
He couldn't believe it himself, but no, he's pretty good with his right foot. But yeah, that was pretty cool. And then obviously Victor's goal against Louisville, where he jumps in the air and yeah, kicks it midair. Yeah, of course as well. Javane, he just jumps over everyone. And if you watch his goals, his headers in particular, they're just amazing how far he can get up there. So yeah, there was definitely some competition this year. And looking at the whole list just made me feel very happy and glad that I can be part of this. this amazing team.
Thank Adrian for joining me. Incidentally, the Bulls would tie that game against FIU. The Panthers would come back with two quick goals, so the Bulls were unable to hang them their first loss. However, in the end, that tie probably got the Bulls into the NCAA tournament, and no small footnote here, probably at FIU's expense, because the Panthers would lose three of their last four games. Remember, they were undefeated. They didn't get into the tournament. The Bulls did. So the fact that they were able to hold on to at least a draw turned out to be pretty valuable, and that goal was pretty spectacular. This has been a special, the top 10 plays of the men's soccer season. On Bulls Unlimited 2, I'm Derek Sharp.